welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, April 15th. You'll be interested to know. Today is National Bunion Day. Established by Treace Medical Concepts in 2024, raises awareness about bunions and their treatments. Celebrated on the third Tuesday in April, it educates the public on this common deformity. Treace's Lapiplasty procedure offers a groundbreaking solution, correcting bunions with minimal recovery time. Learn more about this impactful health initiative. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean this morning with waist-high sets rolling in. Weights hold around 2 to 3+ feet throughout the morning, providing great conditions. Expect the winds to remain onshore at just 2 mph, keeping the surface smooth as the day starts. Conditions may shift later as the winds pick up slightly. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with the 1 foot incoming mid-tide when the south-southwest swell is 2 feet at 14 seconds and the onshore wind is 1 mph. The first high tide Tuesday will be 3 foot at 11:30 a.m. with a 1.5 foot low tide at 4:15. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 63 degrees for the water temperature. Wednesday through Friday presents a mixed bag of surf conditions. Wednesday starts with clean waist-high waves and light winds, ideal for catching some fun rides. Thursday sees a drop to fair conditions with increasing chop, while Friday shifts to consistent, choppy surf, making it less appealing. Overall, expect a decline in quality with the increasing wind and chop as the days progress. This morning, it's patchy drizzle, and it feels like 58 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:22, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:16. It looks like we're in for some patchy drizzle and fog this morning, tapering off by mid-morning, leading to partly sunny skies and a high around 66 with a light breeze. Tonight, expect more patchy drizzle and cloudy skies with a low of 54. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy drizzle and fog Wednesday morning with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 64. Wednesday night brings more drizzle and fog with a low around 55. Thursday starts with similar drizzle and fog, then a slight chance of rain showers becoming partly sunny and reaching a high near 65. Thursday night also has a slight chance of rain with a low around 55. Friday continues with a slight chance of rain in the morning, turning partly sunny at a high near 64. Friday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 53. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the owner and operator of the Del Mar Fairgrounds has initiated a public outreach campaign to gather insights from local governments and county residents about the future of the venue. The Fairgrounds 2050 Master Planning Initiative will seek opinions on the best and most sensible uses for the association's three properties: the Del Mar Fairgrounds, the Surf and Turf Recreation Center, and the Del Mar Horse Park. This initiative includes a statistically significant survey of county residents and presentations to local governmental bodies. Chief Executive Officer Carly Moore emphasized that the planning process should be community-led ensuring the venue remains a vital gathering place for years to come. Now on to sports. Rory McIlroy's recent victory at the Masters has delighted bettors, while causing frustration for sportsbooks. Last week, Johnny Avello from DraftKings noted that McIlroy was drawing more bets than last year's champion, Scottie Scheffler. A DraftKings bettor had wagered $10,000 on McIlroy at odds of +650, anticipating a payout of $65,000. Despite a dramatic final round filled with ups and downs, McIlroy clinched his first Masters title. Seamus McGee from BetMGM confirmed that McIlroy was the most bet golfer, leading to a significant shift in odds. The next major event, the PGA Championship, is scheduled for May 15th through 18th, with McIlroy and Scheffler again favored to win. In local sports, last night at Petco Park, the Friars triumphed over the Cubs 10-4. El Nino launched two homers, while Bush smacked a three-run shot in the third. Morajan snagged the win with solid pitching. The Padres now boast an impressive record of 14-3, remaining unbeaten at home, with San Diego's bats proving too powerful to handle. Tonight, they take on the Cubs again at Petco Park at 6:40. Randy Vasquez, sporting a sparkling 1.72 ERA, faces off against Shota Imanaga. Last night, the Kings dominated the Oilers 5-0 in Edmonton. Warren Fogle and Kevin Fiala each netted goals. Adrian Kempe added flair with a stunning third-period finish. The Kings' defense was impenetrable, leaving Edmonton scoreless. LA now boasts a record of 47-24-9. Tonight, the Kings take on the Kraken in Seattle. In top news, new research from scientists at the University of California, San Francisco, reveals that CT scans may be more harmful than previously believed. These scans account for about 5% of new cancer cases annually in the United States. While the risk from a single scan is low, frequent users, such as those with chronic conditions, should weigh the benefits and risks. The study predicts over 100,000 future cancers due to rising CT use, which has increased by 30% since 2007. It's crucial to understand the potential dangers associated with these scans, especially for vulnerable populations like children. In business news, in the world of artificial intelligence, Dario Amodei, co-founder and CEO of Anthropic, is on a mission to create powerful AI that remains benevolent. Recently back from Davos, he expressed confidence that models like Claude will outperform humans in cognitive tasks within 2 years. However, the landscape is shifting as a Chinese company, DeepSeek, has introduced a competitive large language model at a fraction of the cost. Despite this, Amodei insists that efficiency does not diminish the value of advanced intelligence. Anthropic is focused on ensuring the safe development of artificial general intelligence with a commitment to ethical standards in AI. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to about $86,000. Ethereum is up 1% to about $1,600. And Goatsy's Maximus is down 2% to 4 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. A recent poll by Pointer and the University of Minnesota reveals that many Americans are largely disgusted by artificial intelligence in news reporting. Nearly half of the respondents expressed that they do not want AI to report the news, while 20% believe that news organizations should not utilize this technology at all. The survey, which included 1,128 participants, also found that 49% had no interest in chatting with virtual assistants for news. Furthermore, 30% had no confidence in AI-generated articles. This skepticism underscores a growing distrust in media fueled by various factors, including political rhetoric. So what do you think? Have I earned your trust yet? And in entertainment news, Los Angeles is experiencing a significant decline in film and television production, as reported by Film LA. In the first quarter of 2025, on-location shoot days fell by 22.4% compared to the previous year, totaling 5,295 days. Television production dropped by 30.5%, with notable declines across all categories. Feature films decreased by 28.9%, and commercials were down by 2.1%. Governor Gavin Newsom and state legislators are advocating for improvements to California's film tax credit program to attract productions and boost local jobs. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American singer and actress, Demi Lovato. And she said, "No matter what you're going through, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And may seem hard to get to it, but you can do it. And just keep working towards it, and you'll find the positive side of things." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.